Hi, everyone. Here inside the Broncos locker room at what's considered the NFL's loudest stadium, Arrowhead Stadium. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV with this locker room report. Let's get right to the noise, how the Broncos plan to combat that. What they did this week during practice, Coach Kubiak split up the offense and defense through the offense in the Broncos indoor practice facility and cranked up the noise to prepare them for the simulated atmosphere that we'll get here tonight. That also means most likely relying a lot on hand signals. And of course, what they're all trying to work on is improving that protection. One thing Peyton Manning, Evan Mathis touched on this week, improving that protection, maybe to help that also is to run a little bit more up-tempo, quick runs. That way you eliminate the chance for those protection errors that the offensive line has been talking about since last week's game. Short week, let's get to the health of this team. Of course, we know Kenny Anunoke is out right now, wondering the status of Malik Jackson. If not, if he can't go, this defensive line will be down to just four players. He right now is listed as questionable. We'll know soon whether or not Malik can go. And of course, CJ Anderson, who got banged up. It's not like he didn't practice this week. He was limited, even though it was a short week. CJ's a competitor. Chances are he'll want to go, knowing how important the run game will be tonight. He knows just that. First Thursday night game of the year. Kind of take out that opener, the first official Thursday night game of the year. Broncos get to get it out of the way early. Hope to get to 1-0 in the division and 2-0 in the start of the year. Of course, the Broncos TV pregame show coming up later on this afternoon. Until then, we'll talk to you then. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV.